I'm Jeanette Gwynn, and this is South Carolina Focus. People have responded in different ways to what has happened in Charleston. One of those responses was a march for Black Lives from Rag Square past Emanuel AME and onto the market. Our guest today is Joy Vandervoort Cobb, Associate Professor of Theater at the College of Charleston. Joy, you participated in the march on Saturday night. Why?
It was important for me at this point, having grieved most of this alone at home, to do something in terms of community. I wasn't ready before.
What was going through your mind while you marched?
So many things going through my mind. I thought of my granddaughter, who's 3. I thought of my adult children, who are in their early 20s, and how I didn't think I'd be doing this kind of march in 2015. I looked around at the mass of people that were there. I don't know, my breath changed. I was carrying a sign, and I hoisted the sign up high. It was like my voice yelling, because the beginning of the march was a silent march. So the only way to get my voice heard was to lift my sign. And I drew strength from that, and strength from seeing people pushing baby strollers, other people carrying signs, young student-age kids, young hipsters, old people, older than me, all different races and ethnicities. It was very soothing. It was very soothing. It was kind of what I needed to do.
What was on your sign?
My sign said, "Silence equals death. Hashtag Black Lives Matter. Hashtag VC taught us."
Who is VC?
Denmark VC.
Who is Denmark VC?
He was an enslaved Caribbean who was here in Charleston and won some money to buy his own freedom and recognized that his own freedom wasn't enough, that he had to somehow do something to free all slaves here in Charleston. And he started an insurrection that, unfortunately, word got out before it happened, before the rebellion happened, and he ended up being killed and his church burned down, which is where Mother Emanuel stands today.
How else will this community heal?
Yeah, that's the big question, isn't it? Certainly the process of healing has begun, this outward display of unity and love and this sense that we can no longer just quietly ignore. We can no longer not have the conversation. Not a blame, not an accusation, but a conversation to come to some understanding. So how will we heal? It can't stop with the march. That's just the beginning. It is about empowering the voices. It's about our allies coming together with us to create a more equitable living situation. Is that going to be immediate? No, of course not, because if it was going to be immediate, it'd be done already. And it is going to take us all finding and sharing our voices to make any change at all. And it's got to happen. It's got to happen. We need to fix this fast.
Joy, thank you for sharing a little bit of your story with us today.
Thank you.
For South Carolina Focus, I'm Jeanette Gwynn.